How's it feel?
That before the big snow, the deep stress. I'm very excited. Organization that gave me the opportunity. Said great teammates, great organization. I couldn't ask for a better situation. And I'm excited. I'm excited for next year. Like I said, big, you know, stress reliever, and now I can just go out and play.
You tweeted that, you know, you're ready to come back and had some sort of unfinished business.
Yeah.
How excited are you just to get back in the grind with all those guys and
teammates? Definitely. It was great to see, you know, Timmy come back, Forrest come back. You know, the guys, of course, that we have. Our younger guys playing well. Obviously, Kawhi is playing really well here. Corey's gotten a great deal of confidence now, playing really well for us. And I'm excited to see what we do next year. I think we're going to be, you know, even better, you know, stronger, more mature, and hopefully we can get over the hump next year.
You had mentioned Kawhi. Are you impressed with what he's been doing previously?
When I first saw him, first met him, I really didn't know what to expect or what to think of his game. It's kind of a weird, awkward game. But throughout the year, you know, he sold me, and definitely in the summer, he's done a great job. You know, with the Olympic team here in the summer league, he's put up some really good numbers, expanded his game, and we expect big things from him. I'm sure he's going
to
do well for us.
Does it surprise you at all to see him be able to move and play like that?
Yeah, it does. I mean, like I said, I didn't know what to expect when I first saw him. I didn't expect him to do things he's doing now, but now that he's doing it, we expect him to do it next year, and you know, I'm happy for him. He's a great, you know, piece of the puzzle for us next year. I can add something too. Hopefully Corey can. Hopefully the other young guys come back, you know, more mature and help, you know, the vets out.
Speaking of Corey, he's having a pretty good summer league.
He is. He's playing really well. Like I said, he's a lot more comfortable out there. You can tell in his game. He's a lot more confident. He's worked on the shot, and he's starting to relax and play, and I think so. And, hopefully he continue to do that and get better each day. And, said, add something to us and help Tony at a backup spot.
We saw you up there chatting a little bit with Pop.
Yeah.
Is it just nice to be around?
It's always good to be around Pop, man. He always keeps me laughing. He's a fun guy, funny, straightforward, you know, very, you know, disciplined, but at the same time he likes to, you know, crack some jokes, have a lot of fun. He's very sarcastic. But it was good hanging with him, good talking to him.
Did he ask you if you want to get out there tonight and play?
No, he didn't. I'm surprised he didn't. Yeah, no, we got a good chance to talk. He's gonna watch some of this game and probably catch some of the guys over in London, I believe. He's growing his beard out now, so it's a different look for him. So, but it's always great to see him.
The bearded Pop better than shaved Pop?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what comes up next year.
Did you play here when you were a younger player? Coming up, did you play?
Yes,
summer league?
Yes, I did. I played in my first year. My first year was Cleveland. My first year coming to Cleveland. The year after that, then I was let go after that preseason.
Is it sort of an interesting feeling to be here and not playing?
You're kind of
established, quote unquote.
It's totally different. Like I said, a lot more comfortable, a lot more less stressful. You know, being a spectator. I know what it's like being in these guys' positions. Uh-huh. You know, trying to find a job, trying to get a job, trying to make a team, and trying to impress your coaches. So. Being a spectator, I'm a lot more comfortable now, but at the same time, I still would like to play. I want to get on the floor and play. It's different. But I have my good times then, and you know, maybe in the future, who knows? I might play, who knows? But like I said, it's totally different, you know, I guess, observation or totally different analysis of the game of being in the stands and being on the sideline.
Going back to free agency, you feel like it was important for you guys to bring back basically the same team instead of trying to bring in other pieces?
I thought it was great. You know, it shows that the organization had a great deal of confidence in us and thought we were a really good team. We got a lot done, achieved a good amount, and just that, you know, it was bad timing for us. That's what I thought it was, and I'm glad, you know, they make all the better decisions than I do. And I'm sure they thought more, and who knows what they're going to add to the team. We have new guys coming in, hopefully, who knows. But I'm glad they brought everybody back, and it shows like a great deal of confidence in us. Hopefully come back and, you know, do better.
What's your itinerary like for the rest of the summer? When do you head back to San Antonio for good, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I'll probably be back after that first week of August. Yeah. I don't know if it's for good, but mostly in and out. Most of July I'll be in New York, but in August I'll be there for most of it. In September, definitely be there for good.
What do you guys do during that time in August? Is it a lot of run at the gym? And
working out, running, lifting, a little bit of everything.
There'll be a lot of guys in there.
I don't know. We'll see. Usually it is, but you know, so I work some camps here and there. But for the most part, I'm in there and I'm trying to get back in shape.
Two shots.
Alright,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys are good. I'll see you back in
Marcus Devin returns for the start.